Tyler Walsh shot in the first half. I called live as a shot, as a shot clock violation. I can see it. It wasn't difficult for the play-by-play guy to see it. But that's why you have replay. You are allowed to stop the game and look at the replay. You're allowed to. And the officials told Jim they couldn't do it. Now, wrong. That rule changed 6 years ago. And ironically, it involved Wisconsin. It was Nigel Hayes' shot after the shot clock that ended up knocking Kentucky out. That rule changed 6 years ago. 6 years. You can go to the monitor anytime on a shot clock. Anytime. They should have stopped it right there because, to be honest with you, then you look at the replay. Look, I thought it was obvious live. I mean, obvious live. Hey, I'm not. You guys know as to how I do a game. I don't sit there and do a game and, like, I'm hoping it wasn't. If I think it's not, I say right away it's not. If I think it is, I say it is. How many times in the course of my career have you heard me say, no, they got that one right? A lot. I'll say, nope. You know, usually, obviously, when they're fans, they'll be yelling and screaming. I'll say, the fans don't quite have that one right. And I said, they got that one right. That one, I could tell live that it's a shot clock violation. You could see it. The angle is perfect for me. He's got the ball in his hand. He's still going up at the time, and the red light goes off. Well, then you look at the replay. It's like, man, it's not even close. You lose a game by one, and you didn't take the time.